for PCSN Live with Dave and Ken, right here on Pickup Country 104.9 FM, streaming live at listenlikealocal.com or on your mobile device with the free WSKV app for Android and Apple users. Tonight's program is made possible in part by Whitaker Bank, Tanner Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Powell County CSEP, Mercy Health, Appalachian Wireless, Citizens Guarantee Bank, Clark Regional Medical Center, Hinkle Contracting, Davis & Davis Funeral Home, Toyota South, Ace Hardware & Feed, People's Exchange Bank, Teddy Flint, Attorney at Law, Whitaker Insurance Group, Protect Security and Fire Systems, and Apex Network Physical Therapy. Let's join Ken and Dave for PCSN Live from the Stanton Studio.
And good evening. Welcome, everyone, to another edition of PCSN Live here on WSKV 104.9 FM. And if you are traveling tonight, go to the Powell County Boys game at Hazard. Have a safe trip, and maybe y'all could shoot us some info as the JV game is rolling. I don't know. We won't make it in time to see any of the varsity updates, but if you're going to the boys game tonight, again, have a safe trip and cheer on our boys as they play Hazard.
Again, it's hard to believe we just had the red-white night last week, and it's hard to believe that they've already actually, the boys, at this point, got in the game last night, back on the road again tonight before returning back home on Friday night to play host to Montgomery County.
I
so they busy schedule early on.
That's a really tough start. We had talked about last week a little bit as the boys were traveling to Menifee. It's always a tough place for us to go play. The officiating never seems to go our way going over there, or it's just always a challenge. We've actually lost several of the last few meetings with Menifee at their place. And last night came away with a victory over Menifee.
Yeah, nice win. It's good to see, you know, the team get off to a really good start, especially on the season. It's always tough to play at Menifee County. It's always a tough matchup, but the boys actually came up with a nice win. 18-point victory, 73-55 over Menifee County.
I tell you what, it's a good start for the boys. Obviously, tonight will be a test at Hazard. And then in Friday night, also another big test because they play Montgomery County, and you're talking about a school much larger. That last year when we played, we broadcast that game. That was one of the first games of the year last year. Coach Bentley just taking over that program over there. And also Allen's, I guess, first time in the coach's box as well. And actually, Powell County led most of that game and had a really good chance to win it. And Montgomery, probably the last 3 minutes of the game, just kind of took it over and took it away from the Pirates. We thought they actually had it won. So it'll be interesting tomorrow night to see, or
Friday
night to see how those two teams come back and play this year. Montgomery finished the year a little bit better off than what we thought. I think they kind of got maybe used to Coach Bentley's system over there. And this year's unit with Powell, arguably, it's a completely different team. We're talking lost a lot of size, but really only one starter, right? So looking at the starting lineup last night, the only difference was either Chandler Conklin or Colin Barnes in the lineup. And now the other group that started last year are still starting this year with the addition to Daylon Williams in the starting lineup last night. So the lineup went the same. Jacob Townsend, and then Jack Rose, Cam Del Rosario, Braden Brandenburg. Those four all started last year, most of the year. Again, last night it was Daylon Williams with the addition. And if you do notice that lineup, there are no true bigs in that lineup. Braden Brandenburg is the biggest player in the lineup, and I'm sure he'll have some of the work down low, but Braden has always played out on the wing somewhere. So it'll be a different start for him going in.
Yeah, and obviously as we talked to Coach Martin the other night, obviously wanting to get up and down the floor as fast as possible, try and use that speed and quickness, up speed tempo, and see if you can't beat the teams off the dribble, quick outs on the rebounds, offensive, defensive rebounds, see if you can't hurry up and get a quick score. And then even full court pressure, you know, trying to apply that pressure, see if you can't get something again with those traps, get those turnovers. And I think this team with the players that he has, I think that's a great style for this team to be able to get up and down the floor instead of a half-court set.
I think this group is going to have to do a little bit of something different, to maybe play a one-in-four-out type situation, or just a five-out motion even. And I think this team is full of ball handlers. Even their bench is the majority of guys that can handle the basketball. There are a few guys that probably don't handle it as well that will play some posts, but I don't look at those guys getting some of the quality time that you would have expected. So there is a guard poor, I would have to say, with this group. There's plenty of guard spots, or at least wing players with this group. We have seen got a big asset last year was one of the freshmen coming up and playing, and that name just slipped me now.
Dylan Carter.
Yeah, I can't believe that name slipped me. But Dylan came in and played some big minutes late for the Pirates last year, and really kind of found himself in a role last year of getting a lot of the quality time. And I think last night he played quite a bit last night as well. Also getting some playing time, I think, was Zeke Crow, and also you see Garrett Dalrymple got in, and also another freshman this year,
Bryson Edwards,
getting some playing time. So a good mixture there. Some kids that get in, they've got some more kids that I would have expected to get in. I think maybe Allen, maybe he's trying to streamline his lineup. We talked about it last year. He was playing 11, 12 guys, and we thought that was probably too many. Maybe he's trying to streamline that at the beginning of this year.
Yeah, sometimes when you're interchanging so many players, the continuity within that dynamic, yeah, Sometimes it just doesn't quite work out like you hope it does. And I agree. I think he's going to try and refine that roster a little bit more and figure out who those seven, maybe eight players are that he can rotate in and out on a regular basis.
And I think it'll probably be a different group for the first few games. I think you may see kids like James Johnson or not looking at the roster right in front of me, I have just come up with these kids on my head. But like James get in as a 3-point specialist. We know what he does well. You got some other big kids that are, we call them big. They're not big at all. You know, like even like Garrett. Garrett's not a big kid. He's just, he can jump well. But he's not like, we don't have anybody 6'4 or better. You know, like I said, when Braden is probably our tallest player, he'll probably go around 6'3. That's just not a lot of height on the inside.
And I think that's why going with that speed, right? You're almost forced to do that, and hopefully that whoever's playing down underneath in that center position, hopefully they're blocking out, putting themselves in a position to get rebounds, no matter if it's offensive or defensive. And it's that going to take that kind of effort, though, in order to do those little things like that, that'll make a difference for this team. We know they're capable of shooting, and everybody can be streaky and get along that on those lines. Last night, they actually shot 50% from the field.
That's you know, pretty good.
If they could keep that around 45% somewhere in there, that would be great for this team. I think by potentially getting some easy baskets in transition, sometimes they've not closed out on fast breaks, and you go up a little bit too strong. You know, you're going full speed to get down there, and all of a sudden you don't ease up to kiss it off the backboard, and goes off a little bit too strong, and then unfortunately the defense comes back and gets it when you think it should be an easy gimme. Yeah. They're going to have to improve on being able to close out like that. And free throws, for whatever reason, you know, it's been an issue for some time in some respects.
And we're going back to last year and just looking at one game this year so far. But that being said, we finished the year better last year than what we had started. We had the same complaint last year. But like last night, 30%, I think it was like
30.8% from the free throw line.
4 for 13.
Yeah.
That's not really palatable. Now, when you only shoot 13, obviously you need to make at least, we think, 8.
Agreed.
Of those 13
yeah.
will be a good number. You know, 9 of 13 is really as a nice night. 10 of 13 is even better. Obviously, the more you make, the better it is. But we kind of put a threshold of 70% is what we would look for, or better. But we're nowhere near that mark. So we got to do better at the free throw line. Again, that's just a 15-foot shot that you should practice more often than probably you do. But this may be a team that shoots a lot of threes and hopes they get a lot of rebounds. And if they shoot the ball well, they should be in games. But when the day they shoot the ball poorly, it may be a struggle. We'll have to wait and see on that and see how it goes. Again, back-to-back nights is going to be a tough deal, I think, for these guys. They have done a lot of conditioning work, and I understand that. But as Rob said, when you miss a few days, prior to Thanksgiving break, They missed a few days to sickness. Everybody did. And then they missed a couple of days for Thanksgiving break. So we'll see what kind of condition they're in when you're playing back-to-back and then add another game on Friday. So three games in, what, I guess 4 days?
4 days,
it's gonna
yeah.
It's going to be a tough stretch.
Yeah, it will. And obviously traveling to Hazard,
yeah.
Pretty good distance, you know, to have to travel on a bus in order to get there. And even going back to your to the free throws and the field goal percent, it's one thing when you're win by 18, not that the free throws don't matter because obviously they do, but at that point, okay, you can afford to shoot 30% from the line. Now, when you're in those close games, if you're not careful, that's where it will cost you, and that's where it goes back to those individual players. Take it serious. Take your time. No matter if it's 5 seconds, whatever amount of time that you need to get into a routine and a rhythm and practice those, it's up to you to make those shots. And I get that there can be pressure when you're at the free throw line, but you still have to block all of that out, get into your routine, and do that same form, that same motion. Obviously, as we kind of talked before, if you have poor form, it's going to be tough to kind of fix at this point.
Yeah. Well, to me, again, if you can shoot a free throw, you should be able to shoot a three. Respectively,
yeah.
If you can shoot threes well, you should be able to shoot a free throw well. It depends on what you're coming into doing on a daily basis, whether you're getting your work in. Yeah, you may be getting a lot of threes up. Are you getting enough free throws up to maintain? Or you need to go back and forth. In a game, you don't know when you're going to get fouled, so you have to be ready to shoot a free throw at any time. So sometimes you have to alter your practice workout. Maybe shoot, if you're shooting, trying to get in 30, 40 shots, that's nice. Maybe go in and take a couple free throws in the middle of that. You don't want to get in a pattern where you're taking all threes, then all twos, and all free throws, because if you do that, that's not game stuff. You're not going to shoot that many threes in a row without maybe trying to get a 15-footer or a free throw or a layup. You need to mix it in. If I shoot 30 straight threes, I may make more because I got the feel. And now it's the same thing in the game. Sometimes you got to change it up. You got to soften the shot up a little bit to shoot the 15-footer. But again, it's muscle memory. It's all, to me, it's in the legs and the wrist. As far as a free throw, if you've got the same muscle memory, you make the shot a lot easier. So, I don't know. It, to me, it's something that should be really simple. But it has seemed that it has been a lot worse as time has gone on. I can remember the days of Kyle Macy going in and shooting 98%, 99%, and it was expected that you shoot 80% as a team.
Yeah.
And now we're settling for Kentucky basketball now. If they shoot 65%, they've done well. And I just don't – where did we go? The three-point line, I'm saying it's either a dunk or a three. There's no – those in-the-middle shots really don't exist a lot anymore. You know, and, again, I always hated an 18-footer because back up a foot and a half, give me 3 points versus two. You know, I just – as a coach, I'd rather you shoot the three than the 18- or 19-foot shot. But, again, if you're going to drive the basketball, you've got to be able to shoot the free throw and – you know, for Kentucky basketball, that's one of the things they do. So they got to get better. Teams have to get better, regardless if it's men's, women's, boys or girls. You got to do better with the free throw.
It's one thing to shoot 30% from the 3-point line, right?
Yeah.
Everybody take that all day long.
It's almost a 20-foot shot.
Yeah. At that point, though, to improve upon the free throws, and when you look actually what the Pirates did, again, they shot 50% last night. From
total
the field.
From the field, right?
Yes. Yeah. And then 43.8% from three-pointers. So they had 7 out of 16 shots for that 44%. If they can maintain that clip from three and shoot 50% from the field, surely in time the field goal percent will improve. But if you're shooting 50% and 44% respectfully in those two categories, yeah, exactly.
Well, to shoot 43% from three and shoot 50% from two from total, you've got to be shooting around 60% from two. So if you're shooting 60%, that's also a good percentage. You look at 45 to 55% to be in the okay range, anything inside the paint. But you're looking at 33 to 35% from three-point range. So if you can be beyond those two sets of numbers and get around that 70% mark in free throws, you're going to win a lot of basketball games, and you're going to beat people that maybe you're not supposed to. Now, you may play against a bad team one night, and may play close. or you may play a really good team, have good numbers, but you didn't win. That's all part of the year-long stretch. You're going to have those runs. You're going to have runs where you shot the ball really well and you didn't win. That's okay. Sometimes you got to learn as you go, and what's going to make this team work. We don't know that answer yet. We played one game. Obviously, you've got to play a stretch. And if the Pirates lose two in a row, don't get disheartened. Understand it's a process to figure out who we're playing with, who we got in the lineup, where we're going at this. Again, they got a tough game tonight with Hazard. I'm not saying they can't win. I'm just saying typically this is a tough matchup for Powell County. Going to Montgomery is a tough matchup for Powell County. Even going to Benefit hit the last few years has been a tough matchup for Powell County. So coming off this first win is a good start to this program this year.
Yeah, and hopefully they carry that over on the road at Hazard. Now we've got one game under our belt. We've got some confidence, right? We played seemingly well, and at that point, let's build upon that and take it on the road, and let's see if we can't take another win.
Yeah, so you got the next few games for Powell County will be, again, at Hazard tonight, home against Montgomery on
Friday,
and then I believe it's Tuesday.
Next Tuesday, the 8th. Is that the 8th?
Yeah, I don't
next
know.
It's at Paris. Let me look.
The 8th would be, tomorrow is Thursday, so it'll be next Thursday at Paris.
So next Thursday, the boys are at Paris.
So that's their next game. They have,
yeah.
So they'll have 5 days to recover after Friday's game, I guess, before they play again at Paris. We'll talk about that game again next week and what they've done this week on next week's show. Now, we'll take a break here from PCSN Live. We'll come back. Since we got a quick start tonight, we'll come back and talk about girls basketball after the break here on PCSN Live.
Join us for Overtones, hosted by Renee Cobb and Rachel Crow, featuring the very best in local music, musicians, and the Lexington music scene, and highlighting songs and songwriters with a Kentucky connection. Tune in each Saturday at 6 p.m. right here on Pickup Country, 104.9 FM, your one-of-a-kind, all-of-the-time station, and on the web at listenlikealocal.com.
Protect Security and Fire Systems. Your security is our business. Visit the Powell County Sports Network page at WSKVFM.com.
With Whitaker Bank's new home equity line of credit, qualified applicants can borrow up to 90% of their home's value with no closing costs. With Whitaker Bank's home equity line of credit, you only pay back 1% of your balance monthly, and you process your withdrawals with Whitaker Electronic Banking. Stop by Whitaker Bank and see how our new home equity line of credit can help you. Whitaker Bank proudly supports your Powell County Pirates. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender.
Sorry about that, folks. Not sure what happened on the programming, but we went from commercials to music.
Hope you enjoyed it.
And didn't catch it for a second because we were talking about what our plans were as far as next coverages for the Pirates are. So, we apologize. We hope you did enjoy the music here from WSKV.
So, the boys are at Hazard tonight. They'll play host to Montgomery County on Friday, the 2nd. We'll be on there at 7 o'clock. The game tip-off will be about 7:30. Then on Tuesday the 6th, they're at Bergen. And then on Thursday the 8th, they're at Paris. And then on the 10th, Saturday, they play host to Montgomery County. So those are your games.
Mm-hmm.
Or Morgan County.
Yeah.
Morgan County, excuse me.
Yeah, I know it wasn't Montgomery again.
Yeah. We do play them at at Montgomery later on in the season.
Yeah.
So anyway, so at Hazard, hosting Montgomery on the 2nd, at Bergen on the 6th, at Paris on the 8th, and then home against Morgan County on the 10th.
So right now on the schedule for our broadcast schedule will be, definitely we'll be covering the Friday night game with Montgomery. And I'm talking about the boys' side. And yep. right now, possibly the Paris game, but definitely back at the Morgan County game on the Saturday.
Correct, yes.
As of right now. So we'll keep you posted. We'll let you know again next week on Wednesday. Also, we'll talk about it during the game on Friday as well. So, again, good luck to our boys. Hope you can follow with them and travel wherever they're going. They do have more home games this year than they did last year. And when you look at the when we're going to look at the girls' picture in a minute, you're going to see a whole lot less home games for the girls, but a few early. But we won't get to see them for a while. We'll have a break for them for a good bit. So, again, if you're looking at us and saying, why are you not covering, well, go ahead and throw this out there. Why are you not covering the girls as much as you are the boys? The boys are just having to be home more this year than the girls do. And typically, we don't get out to enough road games to be able to cover.
Unless it's district.
Unless it's district game, we'll cover those. And that's usually the norm for coverage. So, again, if you count them up, you're going to be off. Because I've already counted them up on our pre-planning. We've already counted them up, and it's probably almost twice as many games for the boys as there are girls on the schedule. We'll try to throw some more girls' games in there, but it's just really going to be difficult because typically we just don't go to as many places and cover. Some places are just bad places to go. They just don't have the setup for us to be able to broadcast and those types of things. But anyway, just throwing those out there. But again, we'll thank our sponsors for those games we do get to cover. And again, a reminder of everybody that we will, on all of our home games that we broadcast, will be on the NFHS app as well. There will be some only on NFHS app. So if you do have the NFHS app.
Subscription based,
you can watch all of the games, boys, girls, and JV, and or freshmen, if they turn it on. You can watch all those games from the Packet High School from your living room, or you can record them, go back and watch them later, whatever you want to do. But you have to have the subscription first. And that is a fee service. And you can see all those. I think the Estill County game, if you're an Estill County fan, you can also stream all of their games on the NFHS app. And that's the same thing for our WSKV crew there. The broadcast and the games that they broadcast will all be on NFHS app. And now some of the road games, possibly we'll have Facebook Live coverage, like when we go to Lee County or Ralston County, maybe some of those places will have additional coverage for you. But if you're planning on watching a lot of games, the best time to prepare for this is now. Get those NFHS subscriptions, and the school does get some of that back as far as what you lose in revenue. We do have a whole lot of people that you'd like to follow the teams that can't get to the games, and the only way if you want to watch the games is through NFHS. If you just want to listen, just normally as on radio will be, most of the games will be radio. Now, some of the Saturday games, can't promise they'll always be on the radio, but for the most part, I think they will, but some may not be.
Correct. And I will say this as well, that even with the NFHS app, sometimes if the boys or girls are on the road, that school may be an NFHS partner.
Right.
And therefore, you could still potentially be watching that stream on that particular broadcast if they're, you know, wherever it might be.
There's probably more are than aren't that have the NFHS capability. And in Eastern Kentucky, I think more are kind of going that route. But you do see a lot of coverage additionally through, you know, WSKV Facebook Live. You also see BSN has a lot of crews out there. You know, hate to plug the other folks, but it's reality. And they'll broadcast a lot of the games as well, only on those schools that don't have NFHS. So just kind of keep that in mind when you're getting your subscriptions. You can watch games all over the, if you love high school basketball, you can't find a better product because you can watch any game you want as far as that or have the NFHS service.
Across the country. Including football, volleyball, whatever sport is in season, you know, you can watch in Texas if you want to.
Yeah, I mean, football, all those schools there, and then in the spring sports, not as many have the NFHS capability for spring sports as of yet, but a lot of schools are going that direction. So, again, you pick it up there, and again, it's a 1 year. You can also pick it up monthly, I think.
Correct. Yes.
There's a monthly fee, but if you break it all down, what you're paying for, it's cheaper by the year. But that's not what we're trying to sell.
Give it as a gift.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah,
Christmas.
Exactly. It's Christmas. Give it as a gift. I think it's like $70 for a year.
Yeah.
$69, something like that, $70 for the whole year. Again, I think it's a reasonable price when you break it down, you know, over the 12 months. Obviously, you're not going to necessarily see things too often during the summer months, but at the same time, who knows? All-stars, AAU-type teams, who knows, again, whatever gym potentially
could stream that in.
Yeah, they really could. So anyway, with that being said, again, make sure that you kind of stay tuned. And said, let me throw this out real quick just to kind of go back to last night's game. Four Pirate players scored in double figures, you know, and the fact that they were able to score those 73 points, I mean, that's impressive in many respects. Jack Rose had 20 points. Jacob Townsend had 13 points. Dylan Carter had 12 points. Daylon Williams had 11. And then Brayden Brandenburg had 8. That's a pretty good scoring. You know, that's good distribution. A lot of players involved. Hopefully they can continue to get some scoring out of some of the other players.
Yeah, well, Cam had 5. But here's the thing with Cam. I said this last year. I don't know if you did or not. Cam, to me, was a better player when he wasn't scoring. I know that sounds weird, but it seemed like he had it. He was just getting the ball where it needed to be given to, and he started trying to score more last year toward the end of the season. I think his productivity actually went down, but it just seemed like it went together. When he was trying to score more often, his entire game, to me, was not as good as it was when he was really distributing the ball well and moving the ball around, because that, I think, he did really well at the beginning, and he's probably, well, he's definitely the best defensive player on the team, I think. So sometimes just scoring is not the main thing. You mentioned also Jacob Townsend led the team in rebounding, 9 with 9 last night. That's not a surprise, because he's going to find the basketball. He's going to hustle. He's one of those types of players.
One of the seniors.
He's going to find a way to get the job done. He's undersized and always been told you're too small to play the game. But to find 9 rebounds in the game and score the 13 points, I tell you what, that's a pretty good night for the senior.
Yeah, he needs to improve on his field goal percentage. 5 out of 16, even though he finished in double figures. He can be streaky. Mm-hmm. And there's no telling when he ended up getting those 5 out of the 16. But if he hits a higher percentage, because that's only 30% roughly, if he hits a higher percentage, that's going to make them that much better. Because obviously he can be a really good shooter, especially from that 3-point.
But who do you want? This is what we saw last year. Who do you want having the ball with the last shot of the quarter, half, or game? Other than Jacob Townsend, how many game tying shots, game taking the lead shots did he take last year and was successful? Seemed like when the pressure was on him, he never caved to pressure.
Doesn't matter,
does it? He hit the shots when it counted. So even though sometimes it's a lower percentage for him, like last night, man, he hit the key shots when they're like when the game's on the line, he hit key shots. And that's what you love about him. He's one of those guys that, look, late in the game, you want that cat having the basketball. And he can hit another shot the entire night. I still probably want that guy shoot the basketball, because he thrives for the moment. It seems like in the past that that's what he has done. So
he has the confidence.
He has
the confidence. And obviously, if he's shooting 16 times, he feels like all 16 of those shots, they're potentially going in, right? As long as it's a good look for himself. And
don't have a problem with the shot numbers.
Right, exactly. So obviously, he was just off just a little bit, but he is so capable, as you said, of hitting those big time shots. That you're exactly right. If anybody that's on that team, if you're going to give it to somebody, he's the kid.
I'm giving it to him. I mean, every time. And I know he got a lot late last year in those situations. I think he made his believers more than he did non-believers. I don't remember missing many shots when it was a must make. I don't really remember him missing really any shots on must make shots. He made most of them.
Yeah.
Again, the ones he missed, I can't remember. So that must have been few and far between. But again, this could be a fun group to watch. Again, it's different. You had, again, we're not knocking our seniors last year, because I think they played a pivotal role in our success with Chandler and Colin and what they did for our team. But what this group can do, it's different. And I tell you, with not having the size on the inside, it's going to cause them problems against some teams. That is a definite. And again, there are quicker guards. You talk about our speed. There are quicker guards out there as well. That could cause us some issues. So once we run up on those opponents, we'll know who they are real quick. And it's, again, we'll find a way to battle through, or hopefully we will. That's why you play the games.
Well, on one hand, that's where you play smarter. It's not that you don't play harder, but you play smarter. Again, putting yourself in that position against a guy that's bigger than you down underneath, I'm going to get the position. I'm blocking you out. I'm claiming this territory. The rebound is going to be mine, but you have to be able to be smart enough to maneuver yourself to get in that position, go after that loose ball, dive on that floor to give your team another opportunity to have another offensive possession. Again, whatever it's going to take, those are the things to me that the intangibles that if you have those and you're putting in that extra effort, that extra is going to be turning into extraordinary, yeah. And that's where your season will continue to get better. It's when you're lazy or you don't have that extra hustle or whatever it is in you and the ball's kind of right there and as opposed to really kind of diving for it or going for it, you just kind of let it go.
Well,
I mean,
the one play with me, you broadcast with me long enough. If I see anybody that's kind of just jogging back on defense, take them out. I mean, I don't care if it's your star, if it's your superstar, if it's your last player off the bench, but if they're just jogging back after they had the ball stripped or missed a shot, take them out, please, coaches, because I want to fuss at you if you don't. But I'm going to give you a forewarning here. This is just a pet peeve of mine. If anybody just does, they don't want to get back, take them out.
Hustle back and make up for it, right? Yeah. That's not say you commit a foul or reach in or anything as much as
hustle
it is.
Back.
Hustle back, get in position, and let's turn it around and stop the other team, and let's come back and do it.
Never loaf back. Always hustle back, regardless of what it is. Get set up, play defense. To me, that's where you win more ball games than offense anyway. But
even if you were knocked down.
It's a me thing.
Well, even if you're knocked down, right? If you're knocked down on the end line and they're already going down, hustle up as long as you're not hurt. Listen, hustle up. Let's run back and see what happens.
When I was coaching, if they got knocked down, I'm yelling get up regardless if they're hurt or not.
Yeah.
Get up, get back. They were probably less hurt than they thought they were anyway. If they're obviously, if you're injured, you may stay down, but try to get back up and go back anyway. Because sometimes you hurt less than what you think you are. Just try to get back, and if you can't, so be it. There are times that's going to happen, but I always remember fussing at the girls, get back. And even the guys, when I coach them, let's get back. I mean, there's been times when I've injured myself because guys didn't get back. You know, that was guys. It wasn't girls, so I won't say that. But I remember one time I broke a finger because I punched a chair because we had a kid just got burnt. After we missed a free throw, and I just told him, you got to spy this guy. They're going to beat us back. And when you let it happen, it's just so painful. Right after you say it, they're going to beat you back.
Right.
I want to just, you know, I'd rather punch the chair than punch a player, though. That'd be kind of bad, wouldn't it?
Yeah, don't pull up Woody Hayes.
No, but Woody Hayes.
No. But anyway, looking forward to this basketball season. Again, Alan Martin in his second year as the head coach. He's worked hard with his team. His players have conditioned during the off season, done a lot of positive things. Let's hopefully that translates into wins on the court, and they have great success this season.
Yeah, and you know, fans, you're going to be you regardless, boys, girls, doesn't matter what we're talking about. Support the teams. There'll be times when you lose, you're going to be mad at somebody. Support the kids, regardless, the coaches. The kids are playing the games. The coaches are doing their best. They're all doing the best they can. Support them. Don't always be negative. You know, we're negative enough during the broadcast probably sometimes that it's enough. But, you know, when you see the kids out, you know, don't belittle. When you see the coaches out, don't always put them down. You always see stuff on Facebook that once it's said and it's out there, it causes hard feelings for folks. And regardless of the sport you're playing or coaching or whatever it is, once you put it out there, it's out there. And people screenshot, take pictures, put it up. You can take it off if you want to, but somebody's probably already got it somewhere. And you will cause friction for someone when those things are published. And that's why so many people don't like social media, is because it's an avenue to vent, I get. But should you vent publicly your feelings for this coach or this principal or that principal or super? I mean, to me, you don't do that. That's just not where that's not where the problems were solved. You know, that's just, that adds on to the problems that are out there.
Well, and obviously the team is assembled,
yes.
No matter what the sport,
regardless,
the team is assembled. The coaches are in place. You want nothing but the best for the collective. Exactly.
Right.
Nothing but the best for them. They have to work for it. Nobody's going to hand you anything. You have to earn it. And the only way you earn it is out on the field, out on the court, putting in that extra effort, diving for that extra ball, shooting extra free throws in practice, whatever it's going to take in order to get you to that next level, because nobody's going to do it for you. Nobody's going to hand you anything. That's a fact. Nobody's going to hand it to you. You have to earn it. And, again, I'm looking forward to seeing this team. You know, we, even though we saw them red, white, night, that's kind of hard to actually gauge. Again, a nice victory on the road at Menifee.
It was really hard for me to gauge behind that thing I was trying to talk in front of. But.
Yeah, I get that. I understand your perspective.
I did get some time out on the floor next to where you sit at the PA announcer. But, you know, when you're playing each other, though, it's a totally different animal than you're playing at somebody else.
Oh, yeah, sure.
You know, your own players know your tendencies better than other people do. But, like, we'll talk about the girls' game. But, you know, the boys' game, I thought they kind of got after it a little bit. But it wasn't like you were playing a big rival. You know, if somebody got a three up easy, it was, you're probably going to let them have the next one up. That's not how you play the game. That's the way you play like a red, white, night.
Well, and hopefully the players, too, realize, okay, so nine players played last night for the varsity. Hopefully the players that didn't play, maybe you give a little extra effort in practice. Maybe when given the opportunity, you prove that you have earned more playing time. But don't be mad because somebody else is getting playing time if you're not going to do something to help and improve your own self. And at the same time, collectively, you're still on the team.
Hey,
you want your team to do well, whether or not you're out on the floor or not.
There's never anything more frustrating to me than coaching a game, getting a win, and then having someone complain maybe that somebody didn't get in. You know, and I'm comparing maybe, and it could be basketball, whatever. But somebody's going to be upset that they didn't play enough, didn't play at all, whatever the reason. Don't always be that negative damper that brings you back down after a good team win. You know, it's there's more games to play than one. If you expected again and you didn't, okay, so be it. Work harder. Don't always spoil the good night for somebody else. You know, maybe wait the next day. Say, coach, what can I do better? Do I need to work on, what do I need to work on to get back in that lineup? What do I need to get that spot? That probably needs to be out there prior to. You don't want to set kids up for failure, but you also want them to know where they are. You know, if I think a kid's probably not going to play much, I'm going to tell them that probably before the first game of the season, you're probably not getting in or you're not playing at all. I mean, I've told kids, you're not playing any varsity games. If you do, it's, you know, help, you know, here you go.
It's a bonus.
It's a bonus, but you're probably not going to play any. And you kind of know where you are going in. Now, if you prove something in the season, okay, something clicks, you become immensely better because you finally done this, then it's not impossible, but it's, you have to be able to know where you are. You have to have that communication between the player and the coach. If you don't, setting yourself up for some problems later on.
And even as a player, let's say that you're not getting any varsity playing time, but you're playing JV. Prove yourself in a JV game.
And freshman game, right?
Yeah. And at that point, recognize the effort and what I'm doing, bringing to the team out on the court, and therefore maybe that translates into varsity time. Again, it...
Well, we saw the numbers with the boys. That's a large roster to have to,
to
look at.
Yeah.
So if you're player number 28, you're probably not getting a top 14 spot. That's just mathematically not probably going to happen. On the girls' side, when you look at it, 12 or 13 or 14, you can move up quickly because you're probably already one of those numbers. Now, how far you move up is up to you. But again, it just depends. You know, you have to know where you are and what the numbers are. I would say by January, the numbers on the boys' side would be a lot less. Some kids will have given up and they're not going to play. So, okay, by January, it's not working for me, coach them out. If the girls' side, it's going to be a little bit more difficult because you've got less numbers and you hope to play. You may not, but at least you're getting sit on the bench and support your teammates. And maybe you know that's what you're going to do. And if that is your role, that's wonderful.
Well, we also know with the boys' team being able to play freshman roster, a JV, as well as a varsity. So the fact that we actually have 20 games, I believe is what he said, on the freshman side of it. That's great to be able to get that kind of experience. And again, maybe you get recognized as on that freshman team, and now maybe you're moving up to JV.
It's something we have slipped on in the past.
Yeah.
We know the numbers are low. It's easy to do. But when numbers are good, you got to get out there and get those games in. I think they're doing the right thing there. So, again, we're going to step away from another break here, come back with Girls Talk and more after we take this break. It's going to be interesting because I'm going to try to skip through some things that aren't our commercials here on PCSN Live.
Pickup Country gets around, and we have the post to prove it. Like WSKV-FM on Facebook and let us know where you're listening from.
I got a heart you cannot break.
Since opening in 1972, Citizens Guarantee Bank has been there to help our customers enhance their lives and achieve their dreams. With 7 locations across central and eastern Kentucky today, we are celebrating 50 years of being there for the communities we call home. Citizens Guarantee Bank is now CG Bank. New name, same commitment to being there for our neighbors. CG Bank, we've been there for that. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Toyota South in Richmond is moving forward. Family owned and operated since 1915. Meet General Manager Charlie Johnson.
I was raised right here in Powell County by my grandparents. They taught me to be honest and treat others with courtesy and respect. And that's what you can expect from me. I would like to personally invite you to take the short drive to Toyota South in Richmond. Whether you're looking for a new or used vehicle, as General Manager at Toyota South, I will make your short drive well worth your time. Come see me soon at Toyota South in Richmond.
Toyota South in Richmond. Online at toyotasouth.com or call their friendly staff at 877-605-4326.
New driveway, parking lot, or large aggregate need? Hinkle Contracting Company specializes in all things crushed aggregate. They provide expert delivery and more, depending on size of application. Call Natural Bridgestone today at 606-663-2815 or Tipton Ridge Quarry at 606-723-4881 or find out more information at hinklecontracting.com. For all of your asphalt and aggregate needs, think Hinkle Contracting Company.
Welcome back. I was going to take another break and then forgot what I was doing. We came back too quick. Anyway, I tried to clear it up as much as we could. So, again, apologize for the... Normally, it's not this way. It's something that has happened to the log, but we're trying to fix it as we go. So, now, let's switch gears to the Falcon and Girls side. Their first game is...
Saturday, 3:30 varsity start time as they play host to Perry County Central. So what a way to come out of the gates,
right? So it's 2:00 and 3:30 setup?
Correct.
So that game could start even earlier than 3:30. So just be aware, it may have an earlier start time. But again, it's like kind of like the boys on their start. It's a tough way to start.
Yeah. Especially with Perry County Central. And then their next game, it's still on the schedule. They're supposed to play host to Bluegrass United, the Kentucky home school, and they've been on their schedule for a couple of years now at this point. That game would actually be Monday, December the 5th. We won't have that game for you. And then on the 9th, they will play host to Jenkins.
And that's a Friday night game, correct?
That is correct, yes. And then on the 10th, they actually play at Clay County. The girls travel Saturday the 10th to Clay County.
And just a note as well, the Powell County Cheerleaders High School state competition will also be on December 9th at Clark County High School, the night of the Jenkins contest. So I do remember that because I know Dee told me they played Jenkins the night that the cheerleaders have their competition at Clark County. It's kind of an odd night to play or to have their competition, but I think it's the same day as that is. So. Again, that's a Friday night kind of a, normally they compete on Saturdays and Sundays, but this time it's a Friday night.
And the girls' game against Hazard at home on Saturday is their season opener.
Yeah.
So the boys at that point will have already played 3 games, and then the girls will have their season opener at home coming up on Saturday. Again, 3:30 scheduled start time. playing host to Perry County Central.
So, again, we will try to keep you updated as well with the schedule. If they've added another game for Monday, possibility we could broadcast. If not, the next broadcast would be for the girls on December the 9th, correct?
Yes.
Again, we'll make sure we talk about that more either even on Friday's broadcast and or Saturday's broadcast about the Monday game. If they've scheduled another opponent, there's a possibility we broadcast. I'm not sure. Depending on the schedule here at the station.
Right.
As well as the Friday broadcast. Again, we'll let you know more about that again even on Wednesday on the upcoming schedule on those games Friday and Saturday. But, again, you talk about the start for the boys. The start for the girls is the same way. You got Perry Central. Jenkins, I'm not sure what they're going to be like. I know they're petitioning to get back into the 14th region. I'm not sure that has happened as of yet. But I don't. As of right now, they're still in the 15th region. But I think there is something in the midst about possibly a Jenkins requesting to come back into the 14th region where they were before they left. And again, not probably a huge game. Last time Jenkins was here was Whitney Creech was here in the regional championship game with her record scoring deal where Powell County almost found a way to beat Jenkins that night. But then it was Whitney Creech and her Lady Cavett. I believe we went. Was that overtime game? Maybe.
I don't remember whether it went to overtime or not, but it was definitely a close game. Yeah.
But anyway, it's a lot of history there. But again, then on Saturday, play Clay County. We drove that way to go to Bell County to cover the football game, but it's not as long of a drive as it used to be. So for the girls, looking forward, again, this is another small team. We're looking at a lot of kids that had some playing time last year. Chloe Grader has been a starter now. This is her third year, I guess, as a starter.
One of the seniors on the team. Three seniors on this team.
Yeah, and you got obviously Micaiah Cottle, who is a junior, but this is her third or fourth year, I guess, as a starter. Maybe her fourth year as a starter. I know her third for sure. But anyway.
It was recognized at Red White Night for having the first triple-double the girls' team.
That was announced that way. I'm shocked if that was the first. But
that's what I thought, too.
Yeah.
You know, okay, very impressive, regardless.
They haven't found anybody else that has done that, but I would have to like to go back and check some of those records. Cause
that's tough, regardless of tough. You know,
triple-double
who's doing
it. You know, again, we've always talked about her passing. People look at her shooting a lot and her scoring. Man, she passes the ball so well. But then we also talk about like her and Grader, to the smallest kids on the floor, just find the basketball. They get rebounds. It's Chloe definitely one of the smallest people on the floor most games. But
why do they do that? What they just hustle? Right? They hustle.
They know where it's coming off.
Yeah, they do. But they're still hustling though in order to. They're seeing that ball, and they're making their move going for it when everybody else is standing flat-footed, just kind of waiting to see what's going to happen with it. They're going to get it.
They can out-quick the bigs for sure.
And
you got to. So, again, this team is a small team. You also have Lori Faulkner, who will be probably a first-time starter. And I'm not telling the lineup.
She's one of the juniors.
Predicting the lineup. The other seniors, Carly Rogers, will probably be a starter this year.
And she is the other one is Ella Weil, who actually just joined the team this year.
She has played back in her middle school day, but it's the first time she's played while she's been in high school.
Soccer
player. I would think the last starter would probably Trinity Romans, maybe. I'm just kind of guessing.
That would be my guess, yeah.
And who else? This is one more starter. I'm trying to figure out who it would be.
Amelia Cook, Chloe Grader, Gracie Pelfrey, Elizabeth Reif, Trinity Romans, Ella. Jess Lee Centers, Lori Faulkner, Ella Napier, Emily Reed, Carly Rogers, and Zaylee Strange.
Well, I would think it'll be a battle probably between Zaylee and it's left me just as soon as you said it. One of the juniors.
Need your glasses. One of the juniors. Amelia Cook.
Amelia Cook. I would think that would be the battle for the next spot, be Zaylee or Amelia. Amelia probably have the upper hand. She has played a little bit longer, so. I'd probably guess, and this is just a guess. I don't know have a clue who's going to start, but watching play in the past, I would think it'd probably be Amelia, Chloe, Makaira, Carly, and Lori, that's starting five.
That's probably
just
a good
prediction.
That's probably a good, you know, based on the roster and kind of what we've looked, some of the inexperience and some of those younger players.
Did I say Trinity in that lineup?
You did.
Okay,
yeah.
I was going to say, and I think some of these kids and some of the things we saw Red White night, we didn't see a lot of defense played. We were also told there was one player that hadn't been at many practices. She had been injured, and she was kind of wearing a yellow jersey, if you will. You know, no contact with this player. I won't say him. But again, they were kind of giving directions. Don't guard her. If she goes, takes shot, let her go.
Well, obviously, in a game like that, it'd be no different than blue, white, you know, for the
exactly
UK Wildcats or something. Yeah. It's like, let's just go out there and have some fun.
Have fun.
You know.
And we didn't see a lot of defense played, but we did see some good offensive stuff going on for the girls. And again, this team is, again, this edge is going to be driven by Makar and how she handles herself on the floor. Again, I think she's probably one of the best players in the 14th region. And there are several of those really good players. But again, she's a junior now. Now we're going to be able to be more critical of her if we are, because a lot of times in the past we have erred on the side of youth, because when she makes a mistake, it's because she's a younger player. But now as a 3-year starter, it's out there. You're a 3-year starter. She's the most veteran player on that roster, her and Chloe. So it's now expected you get it done. Even though you're a junior, you're still expected to get the job done.
Yeah, and I think with her, one of the things that she's going to have to do, she's so fast and quick with that first step and is able to get by defenders, but to me, she's going to have to do a lot in order to keep everybody else into the game.
Well,
so therefore, distributing that, she can score almost at will in many respects. She's going to have to make sure, though, that when she is covered up, she's making those solid passes. Then the players are taking advantage of being open and making those shots.
But we've seen her in the past, though. She doesn't mind dishing the basketball.
No, not at all.
She would,
no.
A lot of times she'll just soon give it to her teammates. But we've got to find at least two of those young ladies to step it up and get their point total up, because Makaira can't do all the work.
Correct.
If we're depending on Makaira only, we're losing a lot of basketball games, and not knocking Makaira. She's not going to be on every night, so somebody else has to pick her up. We got to find at least two more consistent scorers that somebody else has to guard. Now, when I say that, there may be teams out there that's going to put every player on Makaira. They're at least going to double team her until somebody else proves they can hit shots. So that's why other kids have to step up and make baskets, because if not, I'm telling you, all the pressure is going to be on Makaira, and what teams will do to her is going to be rough. So there may be some times where somebody else has to be the point guard, because she might not be able to handle all the time. She's going to be a little tired. So,
and Chloe Grader last year did a nice job of stepping in at times when Makaira would get into foul trouble.
And she's the one that played the post for Ken for a couple of years, and I think that she'll play wherever, doesn't care. That's a kid that, of course, I love Chloe, but she has to step her game up, and I think she will. I think Trinity is a really good threat to be one of those scorers. So is Lori. She can't be afraid to shoot the basketball. And then everybody's playing the post position, whether it be
Carly.
Amelia or Carly, Zaylee, any of those girls who are playing down low. They've just got to get garbage baskets when they can. That's kind of the role, and I think it is. Get garbage baskets when you can, get rebounds, fight for every loose ball, play defense, and
help the team out
as you can.
Those are the types of players, though, that I notice. The ones that are the garbage, you know, they're picking up, cleaning up, you know, the missed shots and getting those rebounds.
You can't win without them.
You can't. I mean, Dennis Rodman, perfect example, right?
Yep.
He went in and, you know, getting 20 rebounds a game.
Didn't
and
have score point.
Couldn't shoot.
No.
Right, couldn't shoot. He could hit the layup after a rebound on a putback, but in general, he was not a shooter, but yet he knew his role. I'm a rebounder.
And a defensive player.
And a defensive player, exactly. But ultimately an all-star as well, just based on his defensive prowess alone.
See, now we don't say that anymore about some of these guys in the NBA, because it's really not the same game as it used to be, I don't think.
No, it's not even close.
It's more of a showcase all the time versus defensive battles out there. I don't watch enough of it, because I don't respect the game as much as I used to.
It's a lot better in person.
It probably is.
Yeah,
it probably is more competitive than what I say it is. It just, I don't know. I just, to me, the NBA has is a bad name. It's you see him play and not play defense and not give the game. But the rules are different, too. So you have to kind of look at that as well. You can't play a zone, which sometimes you have to play a zone to be successful in high school or in college or whatever it is. But you know, the rules are different. So
that they are.
That they are. But anyway, we'll step away and give you another break or so, and we'll come back and recap on the upcoming games here for the Powell County Pirates here on WSKV 104.9 FM.
When you need insurance, contact Whitaker Insurance Group in Stanton. Proud sponsors of the live broadcast of your Powell County Pirates on Pickup Country 104.9 FM.
Come on over and spend the morning
with me. The Appalachian Wireless holiday sale is going on now.
Every Monday through Friday from 8 to 10 a.m.
has a holiday sale that will make everyone's holiday merry and bright from now till the end of the year. Visit us in store or reserve online for an unbelievable sale on all the hottest devices. Every phone is on sale. While supplies last, with savings of up to $729 off the iPhone 14 with qualifying purchase. We know what you want for the holidays because we are you. We are Appalachian Wireless.
We value our customers at People's Exchange Bank, which is why we serve you with a staff of experts that are happy to meet your lending needs. We offer a variety of personal, small business, agriculture, and commercial loans, along with competitive rates and quick decisions. Your bank shouldn't compromise on your imagination, drive, and growth, so let us help move you forward with a loan from People's Exchange Bank. Get started and get going. Visit us online at www.pebank.com or stop by a local branch to find the loan that fits you best. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Ace Hardware, East College Avenue, Stanton, want to wish the best for your Powell County Pirates at their sporting events and their academics, at home or wherever life takes them. Next time you need an item for your lawn or garden, building needs, small or large project, plumbing, electrical, tools, including Craftsman, DeWalt, Husqvarna, and so much more, remember your Ace Hardware right here in Stanton, East College Avenue, Ace, the helpful place.
At Wells Funeral Home, we have years of experience caring for families from all walks of life. Each family comes to us because they know we are leaders in our profession, dedicated to excellence in service, and have the highest integrity. Life is full of opportunities to show someone we love them. One such opportunity is the funeral or memorial service. Such a loving event celebrates the choices they made, the relationship you shared, and honors the memory of your loved one. Together, we will create a fitting and memorable event. Contact us today to discuss the possibilities. Call 606-663-9480 or visit us at 777 West College Avenue in Stanton.
Welcome back. And again, I excuse us for the, I don't know what that was, that glitch in the...
Yeah, the double playing there of a promo code.
I apologize for all of that. I'm sure some of it was my fault. And I don't know. The computer is not being friendly tonight because it was, I don't know. It just is what it is. Anyway, tech issues. Tomorrow night or tonight's game with Hazard and Powell County at Hazard. Can't give you any results because don't know any. Got a win last night with Benefee. Friday night, Powell County will host Montgomery. We'll have that game here on WSKV 104.9 FM. Saturday's game, girls game with Perry Central. 3:30 game time approximately for the varsity game. I will be here a little bit earlier just in case the JV game is over earlier. Sometimes the Saturday games don't go off as planned. And then coming back on Monday, there is a scheduled game with the girls with Bluegrass United.
Right.
Not sure it's happening or not. Therefore, we are not bringing you the game. Tuesday, but boys will travel to Bergen. Wednesday, we're back here at the show. And then Thursday next week, Powell County will travel to Paris. We'll let you know about that one. And then Friday, next Friday. Did somebody put extra, the girls?
The girls play host to Jenkins.
Girls host Jenkins on Friday.
Correct.
And the girls travel to
Clay County. Yes.
On Saturday.
Correct.
Also, the Powell County High School cheer competition, state cheer competition, will be at GRC next Friday night. I don't know what time it is. We'll see if we can have them on here maybe.
Yeah, we'll try and get them on maybe next Wednesday.
Maybe next week to talk about the time for the competition on Friday night. Again, not to take away the Lady Pirates game, but again, it's an oddly scheduled competition. Again, that's going to be at the new GRC area. I think it's definitely after school is out. They are not having competition during the day at GRC, because that would be an absolute nightmare to get kids bus transportation in, out, and parking for the cheer competition on Friday night. But it's going to be a quick turnover for them down there at GRC. So again, they do have the facilities. They are state of the art. They are top notch and
amazing.
What the tax dollars can get done is amazing.
It doesn't matter if you're talking about their little theater area that they have. Awesome. You're talking about the ball fields. It's just an amazing complex.
Yeah, the indoor training. Never mind. Just whatever. Again, it's a beautiful complex down there at GRC. More power to them. I'm glad they got it done. It is amazing. But thanks for listening tonight here to PCSN Live with Dave and Kent. Join us here next week on Wednesday. We'll again bring you the past week's results, what's been going on with sports here in Powell County, and try to give you the next week preview as we go forward. Thanks for listening tonight on PCSN Live.
Thank you for joining us for PCSN Live with Dave and Ken right here on Pickup Country 104.9 FM. Streaming live at listenlikealocal.com or on your mobile device with the free WSKB app for Android and Apple users. Don't forget, tonight's program is available on our on-demand player at listenlikealocal.com. Powell County Sports Network would like to thank their sponsors, Whitaker Bank, Tanner Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Powell County CSEP, Mercy Health, Appalachian Wireless, Citizens Guarantee Bank, Park Regional Medical Center, Hinkle Contracting, Davis & Davis Funeral Home, Toyota South, Ace Hardware and Feed, People's Exchange Bank, Teddy Flint Attorney at Law, Whitaker Insurance Group, Protex Security and Fire Systems, and Apex Physical Therapy. Stream the game to any internet-connected mobile device, made possible in part by Apex Network Physical Therapy, located at 156 West College Avenue in Stanton.